Lesson 2, Spirit of Antichrist. This lesson begins on page 7 of your book. This audio text version contains the reading of any listed footnotes. There has been a lot of speculation concerning the topic of the Antichrist over the years. Unfortunately, the vast majority of it has been patently wrong. The Bible contains many verses on the subject, primarily discussing the prophesied actions of the Antichrist. For some reason, people have a propensity to readily misquote Scripture. This is where most of the error regarding the Antichrist is introduced. But the Bible also discusses many of his personal characteristics. In this volume, I invest the time to go through many of them in detail. For now, I will continue to discuss what the term Antichrist actually means to us. The first verse I examine is 1 John, chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. The Apostle John is warning us to be cautious and to carefully examine information prior to choosing what to believe. He advises us to test the spirits. The Greek word for spirits is pneumati, and means the rational part of man, power by which humans feel, think, and decide. The dictionary goes on to describe the spirit of man as being our soul. The Greek word for test is dokimmadct, and means to prove, examine, put to the test. So, John is advising us to closely scrutinize the words of those who would tell us what to believe. We are to make full use of our intellect to closely examine any information we are being presented, prior to deciding whether it's true or not. We are to apply the full power of rational thought to arrive at a sensible conclusion. His warning is not without merit. He further counsels us to test those spirits to see whether they are from God or not. John explains, it's due to there being numerous false prophets abounding throughout the world. And the true aim of false prophets can only be one thing, suppression of the truth. The question now is, how can we test every spirit? The answer is extremely simple. There is but a single criterion. We discover it in the very next verse, 1 John, chapter 4, verse 2. By this, you know the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Therefore, if a person confesses that Jesus is the Messiah, and has come down from heaven in human form, sent by God Himself, only then can their words be trusted. The Greek word for confesses is homologiai, and means to profess, acknowledge, publicly declare. The word acknowledge means to recognize as genuine or valid one's authority and status. That explains why those who say Jesus was a great man, a good teacher, or a prophet, do not pass the requirement as stated in Scripture. Anything which fails to embrace Jesus as God, denies his deity, or lessens his character in any way, is then acting in the role of an antichrist. The Bible says we are either with him, or against him. If you want to really know where a person stands on Christ, just ask them to publicly explain who they say Jesus is. Their answer will tell you everything you need to know. If they are reluctant or unwilling to say that Jesus is the fully fledged Son of God, born of a virgin, come to earth as fully human, fully God, then they, and their message, aren't from God. It really is that simple. It also works with the writings of such men. If they skip over who Jesus really is, you can be assured they are not from God. I cannot explain exactly why this is true, only that it works 100% of the time. I suspect God prohibits those not with him from speaking or writing those words. It's likely true because such persons are being controlled by spirits who are prevented from making this specific confession. False prophets are prohibited from confessing Jesus Christ as Lord. Embracing Jesus as God must be impossible for those persons who aren't true followers of him. John then seals the argument with the very next verse, 1 John, chapter 4, verse 3. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus, is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. The spirit of Antichrist was in the world back when the Apostle John wrote the book bearing his name. He states the fact plainly, Antichrist is in the world already. Before the arrival of Messiah, there couldn't exist the spirit of Antichrist. The Greek word for Antichrist is Antichristos, and means an adversary of the Messiah. If there was no Messiah to resist, there could exist no spirit of Antichrist. Clearly, the moment Jesus was revealed as the Christ, elements of the Jewish faith began opposing him. The Pharisees were ever attempting to make use of tactics to discredit Jesus. They used every trick they could think of to get Jesus to trip up in some manner. This is the height of apostasy. It means an act of refusing to follow, obey, or recognize a religious faith. Their actions were not intended on verifying his identity, their actions were bent upon discrediting him. This is the difference between the spirit of Antichrist versus the Antichrist himself. Commentary on the subject delineates between the two topics via the use of capitalization. Thus, the writers of the New Testament differentiated between those who would deny the deity of Jesus versus the man who will become the chief leader of evil in the final days. There are many persons today who deny that Jesus Christ is God. Unbelievably, in a recent poll of graduates from seminary, a significant majority, 66%, denied that Jesus Christ was fully God and fully man. These persons, by definition, are antichrists. So, anyone who denies that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, or that he is fully God, is an antichrist. Further, if someone claims his virgin birth was impossible, his resurrection was a plot to steal the body, or his living a sinless life is all just a lie, then they too are an antichrist. The one item which today is denied the most, Jesus is coming back to judge the world at his second coming. My personal experience proves this to be absolutely true. The Bible tells us the spirit of Antichrist is already present in the world today. This is proven true every day. The closer we get to the second coming of Jesus Christ, the worse it's becoming. Anyone who works performing the Great Commission of spreading the good news of the gospel already knows this to be accurate. Many more people are quick to deny him than the numbers of those willing to publicly endorse Jesus as God. But there is also a man coming soon, who we already know his identity, that will take the meaning of adversary of Christ to new heights. He will speak all manner of blasphemy against the Most High, and will even attempt to take his place. The bad news, he's already visible within the public eye of today. Lesson 2, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, Scripture commands us to test every spirit. Why does this matter? Question 2, What is the Greek word for confesses? Define its meaning. Question 3, What does it mean, we are either for or against Jesus Christ? Fully explain. Question 4, What's the meaning of the word Antichrist? Question 5, What's the difference between Antichrist with a lowercase letter a versus Antichrist with an uppercase letter a? When you're ready, you can proceed on to lesson 3, The Age of Reason. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the page with the chapter 1 lessons. Then move on to lesson 3, The Age of Reason. Click on the blue box to hear the lesson with all footnotes read aloud. Click on the green box to hear the version without them. If you're using an audio player along with the thumb drive to listen to the book, it will automatically sequence to the next lesson. If you wish to stop play, just hit pause or stop. As long as you keep the thumb drive in the player, it will remember your place when you resume listening. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for Lesson 3, labeled 1.3, The Age of Reason, to hear the next lesson. Now, on to Lesson 3, The Age of Reason.